In 1958, Scottish saxophonist Joe Temperley met Duke Ellington's baritone saxophonist Harry Carney when the Ellington Orchestra was on a visit to England. The men became good friends. A few years later, Temperley moved to New York, where he found work in a number of big bands. In 1974, Harry Carney died, but jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Joe Temperley is keeping his sound alive.
It's a funny thing about jazz. Some great players spawn so many imitators, you can't walk down a New York street without bumping into a few. The piano players who take their style from McCoy Tyner number in the high billions. All right, low billions. But other universally admired musicians don't inspire the same sort of stylistic devotion. Baritone saxophonist Harry Carney provided the foundation for Duke Ellington's orchestral sound for almost 50 years. But to my knowledge, the only musician who has Carney's warm sound down cold is Joe Temperley. Joe Temperley plays in New York's Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, which plays Ellington more faithfully than any other repertory group, partly by hiring players who can reproduce the sounds of Duke's distinctive side folk. Temperley's performed a similar function in the Ghost Band led by Duke's son Mercer Ellington. But because he's usually found in large groups, Temperley doesn't have the reputation he deserves as a soloist. His new quartet album, Nightingale, might change that. It's on the HEP label from Scotland, which is distributed in the States by Rounder, and was recorded last year in London with a good English rhythm section. On this CD, Temperley shows he's more than just Harry Carney's disciple. You don't get the feeling his options are limited by what his friend and role model did first. For one thing, Temperley also plays soprano sax, an instrument not associated with Carney. Joe Temperley plays some swinging up-tempo blues on his new album, but I confess I like the three Ellington-related tunes their best. Temperley has a great feel for Duke's music. The highlight of the album is Sunset and the Mockingbird, which Ellington claimed was cribbed from a songbird he once eavesdropped on in Florida. It shows off Temperley's grasp of Duke's elegance and pervasive bluesiness. Originality has always been highly prized in jazz. At least it was before all these young bebop copycats came along in the last few years. But to play in a borrowed style with authentic feeling is a rare talent. Just listen to what a bad job of it most of those kiddie boppers do. Harry Carney's sound is too valuable to let fade away. We're lucky someone as resourceful as Joe Temperley decided to preserve it.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic and record annotator living in New York. He wrote the discography for the new edition of The Jazz Book, published by Lawrence Hill.